a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hello there.
Hey, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park, the friendliest ballpark in America. We're not only friendly to our fans, we're also friendly to our four-legged friends. Every Sunday is Bark in the Park, where we invite you to bring your dog to the game for free. And Wednesday's a We Care Wednesday, where we'll be raising funds for local charities. This year, we're spotlighting animal shelters and humane societies. You know, Dave and Darren have also been referred to as man's best friends. You know, that's not really true. No one's ever said that. Why would they? Dave and Darren have no dog-like redeeming qualities, and frankly speaking, they can be quite catty.
Meow.
Listen to today's podcast. You'll find out for yourself. Enjoy.
No.
Regular screwball.
No. Hashtag meow.
Oh, did the script say hashtag meow?
Yeah.
He just wanted to meow like a kitty.
I just want to meow like a kitty. Now who's being catty?
Me, I'm a little kitty cat.
I'm a little kitty cat if I want to be.
Welcome everybody to the show. If my blood pressure sounds elevated, it's because
it is. How about that?
10 minutes before the show is supposed to start, I got no internet. And the internet, I think you'll find, if you're doing a podcast, kind of an important part of the process. Just had MediaCom out here.
Physically,
they had to install these TiVos. I had to cut my bill, right? Because the bill was going to be, I had signed up for some promotion like 2 years ago. That contract was
and
over.
It was coming home to roost.
It was. It was.
Hey, you know that landline that we were telling you could have for just $5 a month? It's coming home to roost, and it's not $5 anymore.
The bill starting in April was going to be, we get internet,
yeah,
and we don't get HBO, we don't get a whole bunch of channels,
mm-hmm.
So it's TV and it's internet.
Okay.
And the bill was going to be $210 a month.
Oh, yeah.
And I explained to them, that wasn't going to happen.
Over my dead body, and they're like, fine.
Well, the dirty secret is that the MediaCom would love it if you canceled your cable and just went with their internet and phone. Because the margins on cable television for them are terrible. They're not making any money on you watching TV.
Yeah.
When you go to MediaCom with your box and you're like, here you go, take this, I'm watching no Netflix
good.
Now. They're like, good.
Good.
The sooner you get into this stupid TV, the better. So I call and I explain to this lady on the phone, I'm as charming as can be.
Sounds like it.
I say, here's the deal. I'm not going to be paying $210. What can we do? Figure out a plan where it's like $135 a month. We get fewer channels, but enough of TV to make sense. We still get the internet. We're at the same place that we have it.
But not good internet.
Not the best. Not great. I apologize.
It's called internet.
And they're like, oh, and you would get phone with that. I go, I have zero interest in your phone. No. And they explain to me, nobody does. But we can offer you this deal if you take the phone. They're like, you don't even have to plug your phone in. We don't care if you have a phone. We just want you to have the service.
Why? What's the trap line?
If I took the package with no phone, it was like $170 a month.
Uh-huh.
If I took the package with the phone and never plugged the phone in, it's $135.
Do you have a phone to plug in?
No, we don't have a landline phone.
So you've got phone service.
Oh, I got a number and everything.
A new number?
Yeah.
Can I put it in my phone?
You might as well, because it's never going to be hooked up to anything. We're never going to hook a phone
so
up to it.
So it will never even, it won't ring through. Because so it can't.
The guy comes out, he hooks up the TiVo boxes all over the house, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, so I need you to give me a password. We're going to have a separate network for your TiVo boxes so they can communicate to each other. Like, okay, all right, here you go, blah, blah, blah. Everything's working. Everything's Jake for about an hour and a half. And then 15 minutes before top five things, I got no internet.
Yeah.
So I'm freaking out.
What did you do to us?
So I call him like, so what's up? And they're like, oh, we show your modem's working great. Everything's terrific. I go, it's not working great. Well, you know, unplug it. I'm like, I've done all of this. What's up? They're like, well, you know, your network is this. I go, no, that's the network for the TiVos. They're like, well, no, that's your network now. I go, no, I've got a router. I've got everything hooked up to this router.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, well, if you'd like to continue that router, we can give you the kit. That'll be an additional $65.
So you're back to your $210.
To pay for something that I own? What?
Uh-huh. So that means your bill is going to be back to $210.
I'm not paying dick, man. I'm out. I'm out.
You're off the grid?
We're going to start reading books in this house.
Why don't you read a book?
Why don't you come out here and get these TiVo boxes out of the house?
Yeah.
Well, no.
Did you tell him to come get them?
Well, your modem came with a router. I go, that's not what the guy said. He said there were... The man told me that there were going to be the two networks. One was for the TiVo and then everything else I could use, you know.
What's with this TiVo?
So now I got no internet in this house. And I don't know how to hook the internet up. Because the password I gave this guy for this TiVo thing, I'm like, here you go, 12!7. What do I care? I'm never going to use this this network. Huh. So I don't even know what the password is for this imaginary new network that's supposed to be all over my house.
The password is Dirty White Boy 18.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Hello there.
So now, yeah, I don't know.
Well, at least the sun's out.
Does that help?
No.
Is that helping you when it's 20 degrees in April?
No. We'll be halfway through April before you know it.
I got to go back to smoking cigarettes. That's the only thing that could calm my jangled nerves right now.
Uh-huh.
If it wasn't for the asthma, I think I could really enjoy cigarette smoking.
Oh, I'll give you asthma. I say y'all having
a good time. That's what I need. Thank you. Then there's this story, zombie raccoons.
Aren't they all kind of zombie raccoons?
Reports of zombie raccoons.
Which raccoons are not zombies?
Well, these are particularly zombified, and there's been reports all over the United States of these things, where they have zombie-like reactions, and they're terrifying local citizens. Here's a report from Youngstown, Ohio, courtesy of KDKA in Pittsburgh. Well, I doubt I'll be able to get it to play now because the internet I'm using is off of my phone rather than the internet that I'm paying a goddamn fortune for.
Yeah, you just set yourself
up.
You just set yourself up for failure thinking, let's play this. Wait a minute. I can't play this.
Can't do anything.
Do a damn thing.
Do you have any stories you want to talk about? Anything? You want to let us in on your fraction take on life?
I was just running around like a madman today. It is opening day tomorrow, of course, at the ballpark.
Everyone's just going to be bitching to you about the weather, aren't they?
I won't be listening. I'll let you know.
I think it's charming if anyone tries to complain to you about anything, frankly.
It is charming, isn't it?
You know what I think?
Why would you?
I think that's charming. You think Darren gives a hoot and a holler about your opinion of anything.
You're going to complain to me? Okay.
Sock it to me?
Sock it to me? I don't think so.
Police in Youngstown, Ohio had more crime to deal with over the past month. The city has been invaded by a wave
Cuyahoga County
of zombie-like raccoons who have terrified local residents. Cops there have received 14 calls from homeowners saying that the woodland creatures are spotted standing upright on their back legs and showing off their fangs. That would scare the hell out of you, wouldn't it? One wildlife photographer is calling the shocking sight extremely strange. Ryan Kogshall says he would stand up on his hind legs, which I've never seen a raccoon do before, and he would show his teeth, and he would fall over backward and go into almost a comatose condition. Here's another problem, too. They're being seen in the middle of the day. Usually you don't see these rats until it's the middle of the night.
Right.
But now they're getting...
Because the nighttime is the right time
if
you're a raccoon.
Right. Ohio Department of Natural Resources believes the animals have been infected with distemper. The disease reportedly is very contagious and can cause...
It doesn't sound good for the raccoons.
Causes digestive problems, respiratory issues, and seizures. The virus, they say, can't be transmitted to humans, but dogs can get it from these zombie raccoons.
Don't want that.
No, keep them away. They say it's mostly spread through inhalation. There's also been a group of zombie raccoons entering communities in my old stomping grounds, Cook County, Illinois. Although that could just could be tough kids from the wrong side of the tracks.
That could be George the Bear.
We don't know.
How big are these zombie raccoons? Are they big enough to be George the Bear?
What the hell you call that?
Well,
what a stupid call that was.
Come on, let's go, you guys.
Yeah.
Come on. Brother.
Brother, come on, you zombie raccoons. Follow me.
Dr. Donna Alexander tells the CBS station in Chicago, quote, what you are most impressed with is these animals walking extremely slowly and not seeming to care about their surroundings.
You got George the Bear laying on his side and a bunch of these zombie raccoons trying to nurse on him.
They're not showing any fear of humans. They're walking around during the daytime. They say the best thing you can do is get your dogs vaccinated against distemper.
Mm-hmm.
And if you spot any more undead critters,
sounds like a ploy by the local veterinarians.
You think the distemper people, the distemper lobby is behind this?
It could be. Everyone's got a lobby.
Everyone's got an angle. The other morning, I'm pulling out to go to work, and as I'm backing up, when I leave, there's not a lot of cars on the road. I'm pulling out of the back of my driveway.
Someone's there.
Three people are there.
What are you doing, people?
They weren't people, though. It was deer.
Oh.
Three deer in my front yard.
Well, okay, that I'll allow.
Not me. Because my first thought was...
The sprinkler's out.
I know. I'm the one that turned it on.
Were the deer's jumping through the sprinkler? Because that's a very fanciful sight, and it was.
My first thought was...
I mean, that's
hello, deer!
Yes, hello, deer!
That's almost a greeting card right there.
My first thought was, isn't this really a miracle to behold? They were three equal-sized deer just kind of staring at me, just hanging out.
Is it deer hunting season?
Well, it ought to be.
Well, I was just wondering.
Because here's the thing.
All of a sudden,
thought was...
shotgun blasts.
Right? My first thought was, this is really a miracle. Look at these beautiful creatures that God has created. Mm-hmm. And then my next thought was, I hope somebody shoots these things right in the head. Because if I'm going to have...
Well, yeah. But if they were...
Well, you missed them.
Still on your property, they would be yours.
Yeah, well, is that how that works?
That's your venison.
I'm not calling for an airstrike. I'm just suggesting that maybe, because I don't need these things running around where I can hit them with my car. That's the last thing I need.
So why were you
dropping a giant deuce in my
yard? Why were you late to work? Well, there were three deer in my front yard this morning. Someone randomly shot them, and then I had to go take them to have them serviced.
You know, I had to have them. Prepared.
Prepared. Process, I believe, is what they say.
There's this story where some butcher shop that prepares deer meat,
mm-hmm.
there were a bunch of vegans protesting outside of the butcher shop.
Okay.
So the butcher decides, you know what today is?
Huh.
Today's the day I start doing my job in the front window.
Welcome to the slaughterhouse, huh?
Yep, they were protesting his, processing.
Oh, you're not
going to
care for this.
Oh, you don't like what I do behind closed doors? Mm-hmm. Well, I got a big window here. How about I put on a real show for you?
I can lop some heads off right here if I have to.
Right. So, I don't know. They need to be controlled. Because if they're to the point where they're hanging around my neighborhood, that means there's too damn many of them. And I know you love animals, Darren.
Mm-hmm.
But wild animals...
Yeah,
that's
but,
a different...
But,
that's,
but,
a different
but I, that's a wild animal, and I eat deer.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, whenever...
I don't know that I would... I would ever. I'm pretty sure that I'm never going to be going bow hunting.
And
taking down a deer myself.
No,
but,
that would have to be in a post-apocalyptic world.
But if someone's offering up, venison steaks or some deer jerky, sure.
If you got venison on a plate, I got two words for you.
Mm-hmm. Hello, deer.
That's right.
Hello, deer.
Hello, deer.
Ah,
I'm surprised that's not what came out of your mouth.
Hello, dear. No, because honestly, I had this almost the same reaction I had to disgraced former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. I was looking.
Did you think you'd hit a ghost?
I don't know. No, but I did have. I mean, because their eyes have that weird reflective thing going on. It's the middle of the night. And I'm thinking, there's something else. Mm. And then I was going to work, and then they were in front of me. But they weren't in any hurry.
Well, no, not at this hour.
And then I was thinking, well, maybe I
nighttime's the right time.
I'm thinking, I should take a picture because no one's going to believe me. And I tried to take a picture. It was far too dark.
I believe you.
And then they went one way and I went the other.
It's a believable enough story.
Well, thank you. I thought I crafted it well. I've got five things to talk about, and then I got nothing else other than this story of a judge on Long Island who's in a little bit of trouble for stealing women's panties.
All right, well, let me mention this. The Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry at 3320 East Kimberly Road next to Green Buick in Davenport. Their bridal sale going on now. Come in and check out their engagement rings starting at just $350 and their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. They are open Tuesday through Saturday starting at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, of course, locally owned and operated. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. Of course, mention Nacho Radio. And with a purchase, you get a free jewelry and gem cleaner. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that. How about a capistrami, hot pastrami, Swiss cheese, Russian dressing, and coleslaw? Delicious! And either one of those sandwiches or any of those sandwiches, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, home of the Quad City's best Bloody Mary. And live music on Thursdays. This Thursday, it's Dave Ellis.
I was at Harrington's Pub last night having
having a couple beers.
Yeah, had a couple beers. Just went by myself, just sat and drank in a corner. It was wonderful.
Peanuts? Popcorn?
No, I didn't have any of that. Sat by myself for an hour and a half.
Any Barry Manilow being beers. Played?
No, a lot of CCR and Jimi Hendrix.
Hmm.
Yeah, okay, it was fun. Had a couple of the games on. And I just sat in a corner by myself.
The Sox game on?
No, of course not.
They're on a bit of a losing streak now, aren't they?
Still in first place in the Central, so shut your mouth. They didn't set a record for the most strikeouts in the first five games. Who did that?
Shut your mouth.
Who did that, Darren? Who set the record for the most strikeouts ever in the first five games of a season?
Who's that?
Chicago Cubs.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
Well, they like striking people out.
No, they struck out themselves, Darren. You're missing my job.
When the hell does the baseball season begin anyway? Huh?
Soon, very soon. As a matter of fact, it's opening day at the ballpark tomorrow. Oh boy!
And the Cubs didn't do too well against the Marlins.
Marlins? Who the hell are the Marlins?
If this is what I would say to those of you going to the ball game tomorrow,
The River Bandits game.
The River Bandits game.
Not the White Sox home opener.
Dress, it's going to be very nice and sunny tomorrow, so no need to dress too warmly. Just show up in your summer attire, and if you get cold, we'll figure something out.
So you're trying to sell some new sweatshirts is what you're trying to do.
Well, I'm just saying there's no need to,
encumber
yourself.
Right, right.
You know. You don't want to show up like a mummy.
How is that going to be fun for you? I see what you're saying. No, don't.
Oh, yeah.
Don't burden yourself with too many layers.
Don't burden yourself.
Right. And if you find you need them, they're available. Very stylish.
We'll figure something out.
New York judge in trouble for stealing women's panties.
Though, these panties.
Do we have a...
Is this number one or is this before number one?
This is before number
one. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. The judge had this to say.
Donna, this is my secret. I'm gay. I love wearing women's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Remember this bra? These panties? I love wearing these. These were my dead mom.
And by that, I mean I took them off my dead mom.
To my mom.
I took them off my dead mom.
Probably did, too.
Uh-huh. Took him right out of the casket.
We're not burying her in panties,
no,
are we?
Mom's going to Eternity Commando.
Mom wants to have a wet whistle down there.
Mom always said she wanted to go to enter Eternity Commando.
I remember Mom saying when she died, Donna, she wanted St. Peter to have access to her bush.
She had two requests on her deathbed. The last thing she said to me was, I want to go command. Don't take me to a black doctor.
Okay, now. Long Island authorities say they took Suffolk District Court Judge Robert Sicali into custody for breaking into a neighbor's house. The woman was at home at the time and called 911. The judge was found nearby.
Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
In possession of female undergarments.
How'd you like to mow my lawn?
Prosecutors say the judge admitted he had gone into the young woman's hamper and taken underwear on several occasions.
Several.
They belong to a 23-year-old woman who lives with her parents.
I would have allowed it if it was a one-off thing. Several.
Danny, are you on the side of goodness?
A certain zest for living.
All right, we can get into the top five
things. All right, top five things. The top five things brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Tomorrow, it's Clerks at the Orpheum Theater, coming on May 10th. It's Bombshell, the Hedy Lamarr story. Of course, Kevin Smith is there for a sold-out show on April 13th, but a couple tickets are left for the Jay and Silent Bob Get Old interactive podcast. That's going to be going on as well. The very next day, April 14th, they're going to be hosting the Rutabaga Jazz Festival headliner. That is Matt Ulrey's Loom at 5 o'clock. That's a free performance. On May 5th, 6th, and 7th, the Performing Arts of Academy of Galesburg presents Peter Pan Jr. On May 17th, the Orpheum Theater will announce their Throwback Thursday free summer movie series lineup with a free showing of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, plus there's a lot more. All the events can be found at galesburgorpheum.org. That's also where you can get tickets or by phone at 309-342-2299. Or at the Orpheum Theater box office, they serve wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. The Orpheum Theater also available for private events. The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, be engaged, and be entertained. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. And if you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO, where there's live music on Thursdays. So there's live music tomorrow with $3 Miller and Coors bottles. And again, Dave Ellis is there. Live at Harrington's.
I spent $200 on this router so the house gets good, you know, Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
And now it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And MediaCom's answer is you can use the thing that you've already paid for if you're willing to give us more money.
$65 a month.
Maybe it was like 50 one time only. But still, I'm not giving them a penny. Not a penny, Darren.
I tend to think if it was just up to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to need the internet. I want that.
Yeah.
I don't need the phone.
Oh.
And I think I would probably punt the TV.
Right?
Yeah, I think I would.
Number one.
As often happens in where I live, mm-hmm. I get outvoted 1-1 a lot.
So they explain all the channels to me, too. And this is where things are going to get
rough. So what aren't you getting?
Well.
Is there anything you're not getting that's like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
I got to have that. And yeah. Someone's going to get upset.
Yep.
What channel's that? HDTV?
HGTV, which I swear she said was on the package that I bought. And then I go in and it's not in the package. So I call. This is before
the
internet.
Are you just going to hope someone doesn't notice?
No, I'm doomed. She's going to go to it tonight and go.
Of course they're going to go to it tonight.
Because
you know,
this is the thing. I was like, your husband, I'm some kind of genius, honey. They wanted $210.
I got it down.
I talked them down to $130 because I get results, baby. I get it done around
to
here.
To the moon, Alice.
And she says, well, HGTV will still be on there. I go, of course it will, sweetie. You're talking to the master negotiator.
Uh-huh.
It's all taken care of. So I'm on the phone in a panic before the internet goes out going, listen.
I got to have this.
We got to get this HGTV on. So why don't you flip a switch over there and get it back on. No, and I'll pay whatever extra bucks I got to do that. And you know, they tell me, they go, yeah. No, the tech put a bunch of filters. We'd have to have a technician come out to change that. You got to be kidding.
So that you're dealing with that later tonight?
I hope not. I hope.
What do you mean, like, hope not?
I hope
of course she's going to watch it.
Maybe she'll be in a mood to, like, grade papers or watch Netflix or something. I don't know. I'm just going to watch Netflix, though. I don't have any internet.
Oh, this thing's... Guess who's going back to Harrington's Pub for some beers tonight?
I swear to God. I swear to God. I might need to go live at your place for a while, because this just...
Okay.
This isn't going to work for me here.
Do you mind dressing like me?
I have pulled it off.
I know. Would you mind dressing like me and, like, posing as me so I can go do something else?
Number one, a new book making a lot of money. It's a illustrated compendium of animals.
You walked in my shoe. You walked in my shoe for like what, 10 minutes?
I went as Darren years ago for Halloween. I walked
for five seconds.
I walked into his house as a goof.
Yeah.
I was in the house for 5 seconds. Rhonda was giving me things to do.
She lit into
She wasn't happy with me. And then when it became up, I was like, Rhonda, it's me, Dave. She goes, oh, well, I don't know why he put you up to this. Like, I was, okay, well, this is a bad idea. Yeah, that wasn't the, this is not good.
Tell me about it.
If she tries to watch HGTV, like, there's a chance this whole thing might come to an end. If she goes to turn it on after dinner and it's not available because Dummy...
Isn't that show
Dummy on? Negotiated a deal we get no channels and no internet.
Isn't there a season finale tonight?
Oh, you better be joking.
No, I'm not. Look it up. Who is that married couple?
She can't stand that married couple.
Okay, so well then good. Maybe that...
Yeah,
okay.
That Chip and whatever, she can't stand those two.
Okay, good. And little, I didn't even know that...
A little too Jesus-y for our tastes around here. A little too Jesus-y.
Is that,
a little Jesus.
They do that. What do they do? Revamp churches? I'm surprised they don't have that show. Why don't they have that show?
Redoing churches?
On the flip that church.
That's not bad.
And
at
basically,
all.
It's all of a sudden, and you have a variety of things going on where it's like you've got these cultists. Who were basically going to go, they're going to purchase this old Methodist church.
I like it.
Flip that church and turn it into some sort of satanic hotbed.
There's that show, and it fills me with delight, and then it fills me with rage. The show, the Ultimate Tree Houses.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, this is really cool. And then by the end, when it's finished, I go, who are these people?
Who's spending that kind of money?
You need to spend more money than... You just spent $250,000 on a treehouse?
More money than sense. More, yeah.
This book that's making a lot of money, it's called Does It Fart? A Definitive Field Guide to Animal Flatulence. And it answers a question about different animals. Do they fart or not?
Don't they all?
No.
They don't?
Turns out they don't. Mm. This will be kind of like cut or uncut, all right? Fart, no fart. I give you the
fart,
animal.
Fart, no fart.
You tell me if it's an animal that farts. Say fart or no fart. Ready?
Okay.
Orangutans.
I would say yes.
They do, in fact, fart, yes. Mm. How about...
I think I've heard them. I think I've in the distance call.
How about snakes?
Because I was considering snakes. I'm going to say no.
They do fart.
They do fart.
Yes.
You snake fart.
How about sloths?
No.
Sloths do not fart. You're correct.
Hmm. Or if they do, it's just too slow. You can't really...
How about salamanders?
I'm going to say... I want to say yes, but I'm going to say no.
Well, you're right, because the correct answer is maybe. You did really good in fart or no fart. It's
not as good as cut or uncut.
I mean, that's your life's passion, though. That's what you...
I wouldn't go that far.
That's what you were.
That's what you were.
How about zebras?
I would say yes.
They do when they're startled. How about an octopus? Does an octopus fart?
I don't know if it's the term is fart. Queef? Do they queef?
No, that's a different thing entirely.
Huh? Does an octopus queef?
Turns out they don't fart gas, but but they expel a jet of water to propel themselves through the ocean.
Oh,
so
well,
the
of course, we've seen
of this
that,
book
haven't
call
we?
Call it a pseudo fart.
Yeah, we've seen that.
How about
we?
A parrot? Does a parrot fart?
And will it tell you?
Too many crackers.
Hello there. I got too many crackers.
Turns out parrots do not fart.
Parrots don't fart.
But they can make fart noises.
Sure, well, the same thing.
Yeah, you know, if you make fart noises enough times, they'll be able to mimic it, so there's that. Number two. Yeah, we gotta rifle through these now.
I gotta go meet my maker.
I swear to God. This is ridiculous. I don't even know how I'm gonna post this show.
I don't know. And that was not the internet skipping.
No. World's largest dinosaur footprints have been discovered in Scotland. Remarkable discovery,
Nessie?
They say, that adds to evidence that early sauropods, the largest animal that ever walked the planet, were widespread on the remote Scottish hideaway Isle of Skye.
The Isle of Skye.
Ah,
the peat.
Which is just up the river from the Isle
of
Lucy.
Do you have any desire to go to Scotland?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, I get it. It's cold, wet, you're angry.
It's basically here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm living in Scotland.
Number three.
It's cold, wet, and angry?
Yeah, right? Aren't they angry all the time? The creators of the hit show Netflix are being sued for allegedly stealing the entire concept for the show.
Well, everyone does that.
It's weird that this is just coming out now, because this has been a hit show now.
What's the show?
It's called Stranger Things. It's on Netflix. Mm. It's okay. Like a 80s sci-fi
X-Files.
Spielberg, Stephen King kind of thing.
Yeah.
Charlie Kessler says he pitched the idea for Stranger Things to the Duffer Brothers, who are the producers and creators of the show. He says he pitched the idea for them at a party in 2014.
See, I don't like pitching ideas to people.
Don't pitch anything at a party.
Yeah.
Do it in writing.
Yeah.
And make sure that you know that they're going to read it. Like you say, I'm going to make a pitch to you. Mm-hmm. Do you accept it?
Yes.
In writing. Tell me if you accept it. Here it is. Charlie Kessler suing the Duffer Brothers for breach of implied contract, claiming he pitched them his concept for a sci-fi story set near an abandoned military base during a party at the 2014 Tribeca Film Festival.
You know what's a good idea? That idea that guy had.
He says that the Stranger Things show is based on his short film Montauk and the feature film script called The Montauk Project, both of which are set in New York City, or the New York City of the same name. Which is home to various urban legends and paranormal conspiracy theories. The Duffer Brothers say that this claim is meritless. The idea that he
meritless,
pitched, yeah,
what
it's
is
a,
that?
It just, this is a giant waste of everyone's time. But maybe not.
Not so fast.
Four.
Number four. CDC says the nightmare is becoming real and superbugs are being found in more and more states. More than 200 cases of antibiotic-resistant bacteria, superbugs.
Okay.
Not like Adam Ant. These are
nightmares. He was a superbug.
I would argue the super is.
He played here.
No, Adam Ant, not Adam Ant.
Who?
Adam Ant.
Adam Ant.
No, but there were, do you remember the Hanna-Barbera cartoon, Adam Ant?
No.
Up and Adam Ant. You don't remember that?
No.
He was pretty good. Pretty good cartoon.
Who was that, Adam Arkin?
It was on like the McGilla Gorilla Show with the Hillbilly Bears. You never watched any of that?
No, why? Was that the Scare Bear Bunch?
No, different. That's a different era. Health officials say that they found more of these nightmare bacteria than they expected to find, and the true number is likely higher than they even were guessing. They say that these are untreatable infections, and they're showing up now. Cases have been scattered throughout 27 states. So let's all panic about that. And finally...
Five. Number five.
There's this story of a woman who was doing some research. These DNA kits are really popular now.
Yes.
Where you send a swab in and then you...
You're asking for it.
There was a story last month
doctors
are saying people are coming in with the results from these DNA tests.
Saying,
going,
hey, I'm going to live to be... what's the deal?
Well, quite the opposite. Saying, you know, there's a 3% chance of this cancer in my family, so I need you to treat me for this right now.
3%?
Yeah. There's people going in saying, I have all I need to know from the people at Ancestry DNA.
I would think you'd have at least a 25% chance of anything, right?
Right.
Anything.
Right.
3%? I'd take 3%.
Like, this woman had a mastectomy because she had, I think, an 8% chance in her family of breast cancer. Now, if that gives her comfort, whatever, it's not my business, it's not my place. But the doctor was saying... Well, everyone's got an 8% chance.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Everyone's got a lot higher chance than 8%.
So doctors have had enough because These patients are coming in.
You got too much information, or you think you do.
That's what it is.
It's basically the whole idea of a little information is dangerous.
You know, whiff of suggestion in my day. So this woman goes to Ancestry.com. She gets the kit. She swaps her cheek, and then she gets her information back.
Swaps or swabs?
Swabs. Yeah, don't swap it out with
someone
else.
Don't swap your cheeks.
No, that's the last thing you want to do.
Hey, hey. Hey, you guys want to swap cheeks?
So she sends the DNA to Ancestry.com. They send it back, and they say, okay, this is who your father is. She's like, no, I know who my biological father is. That's
do
not
you?
Him.
Do you?
They say, no, actually, your DNA matches a sample from a retired fertility doctor.
Uh-oh.
So she goes, Mom, Dad, you're not going to believe this. They're telling me that Dad's not my dad, and that this fertility doctor's my dad. And they both go, well, we did see a fertility doctor, and you were IVF, and we never told you that. Mm. So it turns out this doctor was...
So Dad didn't know. Dad knew.
That wasn't
Mom seeing the doctor on the side.
No, they were all under the impression that it was that they were biologically related.
Yes.
This doctor was putting himself into the process. I'll put a baby in there. Give me this. So, yeah. This woman and everyone had assumed, you know, you go to a fertility doctor.
Okay, that's just another example of this is what you get with those kits. And the thing is, I think these kits are becoming more and more affordable, aren't they?
You would think.
I think they're becoming much more reasonable in price now. And just saying, you're asking for it.
Her parents, Sally Ashby and Howard Fowler, were having trouble getting pregnant. And they agreed to inseminate sperm that was from Fowler, the biological dad, and then a college student donor who had similar traits. I guess that way the kid would look enough like dad.
What do you think the odds are that my parents aren't my biological parents?
Your parents?
Yes.
Oh, I would say pretty...
Zero pretty is what it is.
Pretty remote.
Zero
pretty
percentage.
Remote. Yeah.
Zero chance.
I would say less than 0.1%.
Less than that.
Right.
It's them.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Yeah, well.
It's them. Get
your cheek swabbed and see what it tells you.
No, I don't. What's it going to tell me?
I don't know. What you already know, I guess.
You're 100% Native American. Oh, really?
Huh.
All right. Well, I'm going to get some casino money.
Yeah. This woman knew nothing about the artificial insemination because her parents, you know, you don't want to have that talk with your kids. Yeah. Look, you're here. That's enough. Right?
Like, yeah.
You want to hear about how hard it was to get you?
You're here,
hard it was
queer.
To have
let's
you?
Drink some beer.
I like it. That's going to have to do it for this installment of the Top 5 Things.
The Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the... East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2018 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of nuts and fruits. Great way to start the day. Gourmet hot iced and frozen beverages as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company, join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. So thank you, thank you, thank you. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. Turn your Capriati sandwich, your favorite, into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And don't forget those delicious soups, including turkey, chili, tomato, bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. When you're there, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. And thanks for reaching out on the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO, home of the Quad City's Best Bloody Mary. And don't forget, they've got live music on Thursdays with $3 Miller and Coors Bottles. Tomorrow, Thursday, right?
Yeah.
It is Dave Ellis at Harrington's Pub.
Sounds like a plan. The next show that you hear from us is going to be a best of. That'll be for patrons only, right? Best ofs are for patrons only. So that'll be sometime next week. It's going to be a little while before we're able to figure out a time to do another show.
Okay.
Right?
Well,
we might have one this weekend.
Maybe this weekend.
We'll see what we can do.
Just kind of keep your eye open on the Facebook, and we'll let you know about it. There and even might... if you, even if you were to miss it, it will show up.
If there's a chance I won't have internet by then.
Well, that's true. I guess we didn't think of. Well, yeah, but we can still do it that way. Well, I guess we're going to have to play it by ear because of the internet.
We will figure things out, and we'll let you know on Facebook.
I got to go deal with this HGTV.
Oh, God, I'm a dead man. Because I put on such a show.
Oh, of course
you
did.
Oh, honey, look at me. Oh, I get... Look,
I wouldn't let that happen to you.
Look how Daddy takes care of things, everybody. Uh-huh. The master negotiator has done it again.
Good news, bad news. I've got all the deer you could possibly want.
Yeah.
And bad news, HGTV doesn't work. Okay, I'll see you later. I'm going to Harrington's Pub.
I got to run.
I'm going to grab something at Capriati's. I might go see something at the Orpheum Theater and grab a cup of coffee at Eastmoline Coffee Company. Zing of the day. Hashtag meow.
Until we get a chance to do it for you next time. Hang loose, Gooks.
And you stay classy, Quad City.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. Eastmoline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.